Robert Rindler's Wellfleet home has hundreds of pieces of blue plastic in the front yard. They're not randomly strewn about, but carefully arranged in a curving shape beside the front walkway. Plastic is Rindler's creative canvas, and for years he has seen this disposable material very differently from the rest of us.
What I wanted to do is to try to make sculptural objects out of these materials that were very seductive, that they were colorful and beautiful, but at the same time sending a message that it's all very dangerous, that this stuff will last forever.
Rindler began his career studying art at Cooper Union in New York City. He and his partner eventually moved to Vermont, where Rindler was chair of the art department at the University of Vermont. They moved to the Cape full-time 5 years ago.
In New York, you go to the end of the hallway, you throw your trash down the chute, and you have no sense of where it goes. But here, there's something called the dump, the swap shop, the transfer station. So I became fascinated with going into the swap shop to see what people discard.
He began making artwork out of plastic that's often thrown away at the end of the summer. Stuff like beach pails, plastic plates, and parts of old toys. After collecting these random items, Rindler brought them to life artistically by combining them in large numbers.
I often say to people that if you have one thing, it's an object, you have two of them, it's a pair, three things begins to start a collection, when you have 100 of them, it's art.
Rindler doesn't consider himself an environmentalist per se. He's a conceptual artist whose chosen medium carries an environmental message, that plastic is everywhere, and it often gets tossed away without a second thought.
This is all stuff that was discarded. Somebody threw every piece of plastic that I collect, they threw it out because they didn't want it anymore. And I gathered it up and said, let's look at it in a new way.
Several months ago, Rindler's work was featured at the Provincetown Art Association in an exhibit called Recycling Vernacular. Many of the plastic pieces from that show are now stored at his house. Standing at the kitchen table, he empties a white trash bag filled with blue plastic items.
Every single thing that you see here, somebody designed it. So when you look at a piece of plastic, here's a railroad track, somebody drew this up and figured out how to make it. So that's always part of the fascination for me.
Rindler's house is an exhibition space for his unconventional art. It's arranged on shelves, in corners, and on the many beams on the first and second floor.
These objects here I call oyster lilies. They have beads in them, and they're a pile of plastic glasses that I found at the dump.
In the living room stand two rows of what look like large futuristic houseplants. Rindler calls these saplings.
And these saplings are piles of plastic pieces that are circular and have holes drilled in them. So they're just piled on top of each other on garden stakes, and they're about 6 or 7 feet tall, and I made about 36 of them, and they're all from discarded, mostly kitchen stuff, plates and bowls and stuff like that.
Rindler has already shown his work and given talks at several middle schools and would like to do more. He says one of his passions is bringing his message to young people. The kids are drawn in by the fun, lively flavor of his plastic artwork, and this helps them understand that these cheerful-looking objects can also be very harmful.
I'm interested in beauty and danger. I'm interested in chaos and order. So the bags full of these stuff are completely chaotic in a pile, yet I sought to order them. And it's that dichotomy, the relationship between that which is beautiful and that which is dangerous, that I think has always been incredibly fascinating for me in all aspects of my work.
For WCAI's Creative Life series, I'm Brian Morris in Wellfleet.